Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. My loved one is being sent home from the hospital. What should I do to get the home ready? Another great question. So, in general, when a patient with a brain injury is in the hospital, the surroundings there are very unfamiliar to a patient with a brain injury. They can often get confused just by new surroundings and new people. Even a person without a brain injury can often get confused in the hospital setting. So oftentimes, when a patient with a brain injury returns home, one oftentimes sees their behavior improve and their memory improve and other symptoms subside because they are back in surroundings that are familiar to the person. They can sleep in their old bed again, maybe. They have food that they're used to and that they truly enjoy. They're surrounded by their loved ones and friends. But there are some actions that should be taken that will help keep the home safe. Memory and thinking skills are often not back to the pre-injury level. A patient may turn a stove on and then forget to turn it off, thus creating a risk for a fire. A patient may lack insight into the fact that he or she is not able to drive and may hop in the car and grab keys and get into a car accident. So there are a lot of tips and tricks that I will provide right now to help you get your home into good shape. First off, take your keys and take your guns and other firearms and lock it in a safe. Even better, if you can have your firearms off-site, that's great. Keys to cars, make sure they're locked away and hidden away to where the patient won't be able to find them. You don't want someone hopping in a car and getting into a car accident, especially if it means sustaining another brain injury. You don't want someone to actually obtain a gun and, again, hurt themselves. Make sure entranceways are wide enough for a wheelchair or a walker to get through them, or at least ensure that they're wide enough for the ones that your loved one will use in the house. Make sure a ramp's installed if a ramp needs to be installed. For a patient that's having trouble walking up steps, you might be able to carry them inside your house, but say a fire occurs and you have to get out fast. Carrying someone down steps can be very challenging, and a ramp makes it very simple. Are there any loose objects in your house or rugs? Rugs and other tiny loose objects, such as after a child plays with toys, increase the fall risk for a patient that may not have good balance. As nice as your rugs are, roll them up, put them in a closet, and hopefully as the rehabilitation process continues with outpatient therapy, balance will improve. And you can take those gorgeous carpets out of your closet and roll out those rugs again. For the stoves, the ovens, and other cooking equipment, there's oftentimes guards you can get to where the oven will go off automatically after a certain amount of time. Full equipment include shower chairs or tub benches if someone has a hard time stepping into a bathtub. There's a bench where two of the legs sit on the ground outside of the bathtub and two of the legs sit in the bathtub. And this helps a person slide right over into the bathtub. Again, a lot of this equipment, your loved one and even you will be trained on before leaving the rehab hospital. And let's not forget, one does not want a patient with a brain injury cooped up in the house all day long. It's important to get your loved one back into the community. There are various community organizations and activities designed with a patient with a brain injury in mind to help them reintegrate back into the community. And there's also support organizations for families to help better understand their loved one's brain injury and help assist with the challenges one might live with when having a patient with a brain injury that they are caring for and supporting. Maybe children of the patient have questions, and there are very good organizations that are able to help with this. These are just a few of the issues one encounters when leaving the hospital and getting home. And be mindful, you will continue to have a support system even when at home. Your patient will have therapies continuing, whether at a home level or at an outpatient level. Your loved one will continue to see a brain injury medicine specialist for continued care. This is just the next phase of rehabilitation. This is the phase when the pedal hits the metal, per se. One takes everything they learned in the inpatient rehabilitation hospital and now applies it to real life. Your support system is still there. They're always just a phone call or visit away. And just remember what was said at the beginning of this podcast. A patient oftentimes does better at home than in the hospital. Just remember, do not fear. You have plenty of people to reach out to who are willing to help you and your loved one on this journey of brain injury recovery. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.